connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this terrific Thursday, June 25th, 2026 edition. Again, if you would like the information, I just sent it to Chip. Chip, I sent you a text message with that. If you could respond, I'd really, really appreciate it. He asked some questions about the Homeowners Association and dues, and I sent him back Heidi's contact information. Her phone number again, if you want to call or text her, 231-265-3700. You can check out the development, pinepondhomes.com. Pinepondhomes is plural.com. I'd appreciate it if you go out there, check out the models, meet Heidi, and then let me know what you think. I'd like some feedback from you guys. Let me know what you think about the homes, about the project, the pricing. Have her, you know, go over your income situation and credit and let her tell you what it would cost to put you into one of these brand new homes. Custom built, love the layouts. Really, really like the Nantucket. Below 400,000, three bedrooms, two baths, big deck. I mean, this deck on the after on the back side of the living area and right off of the dining area door wall. I mean, it's beautiful. It's just absolutely gorgeous. Sitting out there watching the sunset over the pond would be really, really a well way to live. And I'm so impressed with the project. Looking at some news stories that is potentially could affect Michigan's food supply. We talked about it yesterday, the agricultural business in Michigan, McDonald's, dairy, the farmers, potatoes, all of it. Well, it's kind of interesting because Michigan State University's Extension Center and their specialists in describing the state's agricultural biosecurity efforts dominated a joint House oversight hearing yesterday, Wednesday, in Lansing. Here was the question. Could a foreign actor introduce crop diseases or invasive species into Michigan, potentially poisoning the state's food supply? Researchers from the Michigan State University College of Agriculture and Natural Resources told members of the House Oversight Subcommittees on Homeland Security and Foreign Influence, Public Health, and Food Security that early detection, coordinating the monitoring and rapid response, have allowed Michigan to prevent or limit the damage from several invasive threats while preparing for others that have yet to even arrive. Rufus Isaacs, he is a Michigan State University professor, said our focus is on future threats. Current threats and how we make sure that farmers can keep producing safe and nutritious food and fiber is our top priority, said the professor. Isaac said that invasive insects cost the United States agricultural sector estimated $500 billion per year and are becoming more and more common as international trade expands. Michigan State researchers working alongside the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, along with the United States Department of Agriculture and industry groups, have been monitoring farms across the state of Michigan for insects capable of devastating specialty crops such as our blueberries, grapes, and cherries. Whoa, that's huge. I mean, grapes alone, folks, that's our entire northern Michigan wine industry. Blueberries, cherries, that's Traverse City's whole thing. One of the university's largest ongoing efforts involves the spotted wing Drosophila, best way I can handle that one, which is an invasive fruit fly, first detected in Michigan back in 2010. Isaac said researchers quickly organized a statewide monitoring network, develop management recommendations, and are testing biological controls, including a tiny parasitic wasp imported after years of federal review that attacks only this invasive fly. That's interesting. Tiny parasitic wasp. First releases of the wasp are scheduled to begin this week at farms in southwest Michigan. Lawmakers also heard an update on the spread of the spotted lanternfly. This is an invasive insect first detected in Pennsylvania 12 years ago, 2014, and now has established itself in southeast Michigan. Another Michigan State University person, Jackie Perkins, as a tree fruit interrogator, said the insect threatens grapes, apples, ooh, Frisky's Farm would not be happy to hear that, cherries, peaches, hops, and several forest species. Have you guys seen these hops farms pop up? These microbrews, these beer production facilities are now growing their own hops up here in northern Michigan. I went by one just the other day. Like, what the heck is that? Michigan State University, MDARD, the Department of Natural Resources, and federal officials have launched a coordinated monitoring and public education campaign encouraging residents. Before this insect spreads farther across the state of Michigan, this spotted lantern fly, their campaign is see it, squish it, and report it. They want you to see this, identify this, see it, squish it, and report it. Let local health community folks know what you found and where you were at. Perkins says that this will help us eliminate this particular threat because other serious plant diseases can be avoided through early intervention. Jackie went on to point to the plum pox virus. This is a destructive disease of stone fruit first detected at Michigan State University during a research station experiment back in 2007. Researchers have tested more than 90,000 leaf samples across Michigan's stone fruit industry, help eradicating the virus before it became even established. Federal officials declared the disease officially eliminated from the United States just 7 years ago in 2019. Several lawmakers questioned whether Michigan has sufficient systems in place to identify emerging threats. Representative Jamie Green, Republican of Richmond, asked whether farmers have access to a centralized dashboard tracking crop and livestock disease outbreaks. Michigan state officials said no single statewide system currently exists, although MDARD provides county-level updates during animal disease outbreaks, and Michigan State University distributes weekly pest alerts directly to the growers through its extension network. State Representative Matthew Berline, Republican of Vassar, questioned the release of these parasitic wasps as a biological control, asking whether the insects could themselves become invasive. Well, Isaac said the species underwent years of federal testing before receiving approval because researchers determined that it only targets these spotted wing Drosophila. Throughout the hearing, researchers reportedly credited the Project Green state appropriation spending, commodity groups, and federal agencies from Washington, D.C., with allowing Michigan to rapidly respond to new agricultural threats before they become widespread, arguing that the prevention remains far less costly than attempting to eradicate invasive species after they become established. While many of the questions from the Joint Committee centered on farmers and what information the legislators could take back to their constituents, there were other questions about the weaponization of diseases and invasive species that could be released into Michigan's agricultural space. State Representative Brad Paquette, Republican from Niles, brought up the chatter on social media regarding the large number of ticks this year in Michigan, and the theories that people have hearing from people in his district about them, such as they are being intentionally released, or are they intentionally infecting people with red meat allergies or Lyme disease to promote a Pfizer vaccine that is still in clinical trials. He asked whether there was any validity to these rumors on social media that the insects are being weaponized. Well, we have the answers from Michigan State University and the professors attending the hearing. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Wrap this up on the other side.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I drop 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Just wrapping up this story about invasive insects, bugs that are potentially going to threaten Michigan's food supply. Text message, Lori in Indian River. Randy, these lantern flies, let's see, where is it in the story? Lantern fly bugs are heading this way and they eat grapes. Well, not only that, Jackie Perkins, Michigan State University, said in this story, Lori, these spotted lantern flies threatens grapes, apples, cherries, peaches, hops, and even several forest treed species. So this is something we need to keep an eye on for sure. In responding to the social media posts and talking about, because of the large number of increase in ticks in Michigan this year, people are theorizing conspiracy theories on social media that these are being intentionally released, that they are intentionally infecting people with red meat allergies or Lyme disease to promote a new Pfizer vaccine that is still in clinical trials. Paquette asked the members whether there was any validity to the rumors on social media that these insects are being weaponized. Well, Professor Ferry said, "I hope not. I don't think that there's any information that I can provide for you regarding this. I really doubt our government would be willing to do that to us on purpose." Huh. Okay. Department of Natural Resources, Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, and Department of Health and Human Services have warned that the tick season will be particularly bad this year, and to be on the lookout for tick diseases as well as mosquito-borne diseases. State Representative Luke Meerman, William Brook, and Josh Shriver also asked if some foreign nations could attack Michigan's agricultural base with a weaponized version of some disease or invasive species intentionally released into the environment. Professor Perkins from Michigan State University said, "If something like that was ever to happen, farmers would be the first to notice it. The best thing we can do is have eyes in the field, We have people in every county in Michigan that are connected with experts at universities and meeting every week and coordinating these efforts. She went on to say if something was to pop up on the agricultural landscape, they would be the ground force to deal with the situation at the very first notice of any potential threat. Well, Representative Bruck then asked, does Michigan State University do any Department of War research in regard to the agricultural world? Is there specifically any research areas they're involved in? Well, the other professor, Isaac, said he thought that there would be other colleges within Michigan State University, not necessarily focused on agriculture. During the questions regarding the Michigan State University's extension projects, its research, Shriver brought up a piece of social media misinformation regarding why the Norwegian soccer team brought its own food and chefs with them while playing in the World Cup. Norway's national team had to bring all of their own food over because they do not trust the food that is being given to the people here in America or to their players. And so that just goes to show you that we are actually on a world stage now, where a sophisticated nation like Norway has to bring their own food for their team, really raises eyebrows, said Representative Shriver. Well, kind of a interesting story and something that we definitely need to learn about. Now, during the next break, I'm going to ask my phone to produce me a picture of this lantern, spotted lantern fly that Lori from Indian River spoke about. Also, the most popular type of ticks in Michigan. I'll try to get both of those pictures. If you're interested, text me bugs, B-U-G-S. And I'll send you a picture of the most common tick and also this insect fly that is just potentially a huge, huge threat. Spotted lantern fly. Lantern fly is one word. It was first detected in Pennsylvania 12 years ago, 2014, but now has established itself in southeast Michigan. Spotted lantern fly and the ticks. This is very interesting. I remember spending all day in the woods when I was a kid. Now you don't even want to step into the woods. Question is, how do we reduce this population? Well, their campaign is called See It, Squash It, and Report It. They need to know where you see these spotted lantern flies. Final hour today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis.